Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. At River Action's 25th anniversary dinner, longtime Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley shared his thoughts on the importance of maintaining a public waterfront for his city and making it a beautiful place for residents and tourists alike. His talk resonates as much with us today as it did then. "Generally, people do not understand the importance of the public realm," he said. "It contributes so much to the health and happiness of our citizens. Something beautiful in the public realm gets to the souls of all who use it." Further, he added, "We aren't looking for the cheapest land for public facilities. We're looking for the finest land for public facilities. In Charleston, that is our waterfront. We want to make places so special that they freeze memories. Places so special that they are where our people go to propose marriage." I think I know what he means. A lot of people have only their city. He talked of an encounter with a man early one morning while jogging along the waterfront. The man was sitting on a granite boulder, and he asked him if he came there often. "Every day," he said, "there isn't a more beautiful sight than to see the sun come up on the ships in the harbor." That man was a maintenance worker, middle-aged, with epilepsy, living with his mother. He had only his city to enjoy. The public realm was designed with him in mind. Riley asked us to remember that for many, the city is their only opportunity in life for inspiration and nourishment. As River Action celebrates in 2019 its 35th anniversary, Mayor Riley's comments are leading our efforts to find the best designers for public parks, the best and most aesthetically pleasing materials and plants to use, and to always, always maintain these spaces as open to the public.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.